Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi. How are ya?
Good. How are ya?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling great. I'm looking a little extra orange today. I think my lighting is a little off, so I sort of have this beautiful orange glow about myself. The good kind of orange glow.
I think it's your normal color, but I'm back in Texas, and my lighting is very white here. So we're, I think I'm throwing you off. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm back in Texas. Everything's great. Took a plane ride for 3 hours and 20 minutes or so from LA. And there was a missionary sitting behind me. And there was a lady sitting next to him named Drusilla who had to listen to his ass. This man, Drusilla, wherever you are, I'm so sorry for what you just went through, because that was not easy. This man did not shut up. Listen. We all know who Christ is at this point. And your sales pitch is great. Jesus is love. And I give that to you. I'm not even dissing the Christians out there. Stop selling it so hard. You don't need to sell it that hard. 3 hours and 15 minutes? Jeez. Even Jesus was like, I didn't even do this. Even I took a bathroom break, for Christ's sake.
I feel bad for Drusilla. If you're out there, Drusilla, or if anyone knows Drusilla, just tell her you have our sympathies. We also would. I would love to meet Drusilla. I love that name. I'm assuming her father's name is Andrew, and her mother's name is Priscilla. Drusilla, I love it. Drusilla, she's an icon.
Drusilla had to just take it. And I, at one point, I looked past her. I looked not past her, but I looked between the seats, like behind me, between the seats, and I just blinked really hard. And then she looked at me like I was fucking crazy. I'm like, this is blink if you need help, Drusilla. Okay, I'm here.
Drusilla may have liked it.
Drusilla's like, I've got a missionary beside me, and then I've got some weirdo looking between the seats, like blinking at me for some reason. What the hell's going on this plane?
Do you know one of my favorite things to do on an airplane is a slow look behind me when someone's like kicking too hard or coughing too much or making too much noise or speaking loudly because they've got their headphones on. I love the slow turnaround, like, what's happening back there? But then what happens?
Oh, I know that, Ben, look very well.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie has flown with me many times. But then what happens is I'm such a coward about it, because then they give me a nasty look. Like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, sorry, nothing. I was just like looking. I saw something back in the back of the plane. I look back. I release my position very quickly. But like, I need to do the initial turn to know that I've done something. And then I can go back to being normal. I need to know that and for a moment that person thought that they may be disrupting other people, and then I'm fine. But man,
they get
it. I love the slow. Yeah, they get it.
They get it. No, actually, and you're smart for not giving them an argument. I think they get it when they give you a dirty look, like you want to fucking fight, and you don't. You're like, no, I gave you my passive aggressive look, and that's all you're getting from me. Because otherwise, we're going to whip out the phone and do whatever else. You know, like, oh, he's hurting me. But, you know, by telling somebody to shut the fuck up.
You know what? Can I just say, since we have a lot, we have a very nice sized community here at Watch for Crap, and some people who listen to the show and who support us, who come to our shows, who always have our back on the internet, in person, wherever. If a day comes where my little head turn on an airplane does lead to one of those airplane videos, can you all promise to have my back on it with the internet? Because you guys know I will be right. Okay.
So when you get a Carabin video.
Yeah. Because like, if I'm in a video and like the larger community, internet community, by the way, let me say, if I'm in a video again that goes viral on an airplane, because this happened to me like 15 years ago, and I wound up on Fox and Friends. This is a true story.
I was gonna say, that's before TikTok was even there. You were on, like, you went viral on Fox.
That was me rolling my eyes at a toddler who wouldn't stop crying, but it was really more directed at the parents. And I was like, they had me on Fox and Friends. This is appropriate because we're talking about the McBee dynasty, so it is a safe space to mention Fox and Friends. They had me on Fox and Friends because they were like, the rumor has it that they're creating baby ghettos on airplanes, that if you have a child, you're put in the last four rows of a section. So here's someone famously anti-child. It's Ben Mandelker. He had a video of him rolling his eyes at a child. So I was on there to defend the sanctity of a no children zone on Fox and Friends. So you're welcome, everyone.
And you're still going at it 15 years later. You know, consistency is key.
I've actually become much more chill about it. I think the advent of noise-canceling headphones has helped. I think just growing older and just giving up and understanding, like, it's really, really hard. But there are still times, you know, I have issues. Like, on a flight to Boston I had recently, I talked about that. This woman who stood up in the middle. Ugh, I won't even get into that. But the point is that, like, inevitably I'm going to get myself into trouble again. And inevitably the larger internet community will say that I'm a Karen, will say, or as I say, a Trishelle, and that I'm in the wrong, and that I'm privileged. I don't even have, you know, I was a kid once. I was a baby once. Did I forget that? They'll be doing all that. When that time comes, I'm cashing in my card. I'm gonna call upon the entire Watch What Happens army to defend me, regardless of if you agree with me or not. I'm playing my chip at that moment. Defend me when my airplane video comes out.
Stopping a caravan. Well, you know, I will definitely be there for you, because that look that you have given has saved me on planes when I've been around you, when, you know, because I won't say anything. I'll just normally, especially with kids, I'll be like, you want me to hold your can? But sometimes you do just want to give a look and you'll give it. And so that's helped me. I've benefited from that. So I will definitely have your back.
I love giving. I love just like a, sometimes I just need to have a passive aggressive moment. Like, there was one time I flew from like Florida to LA, and the people next to me had just come back from a cruise. This is like 2022. So again, COVID was even more like present in our lives. And the lady next to me was, she was sniffling, she was coughing. One moment she was hot and fanning herself out. One moment she was freezing and bundling herself up, and she had no mask on. Of course, I have my mask, because I believe I'm masking on planes, because it has nothing to do with politics or COVID. It's just about, like, I don't want to get sick. But this woman was blatantly sick right next to me, and I was so mad that she wasn't masking, especially in 2022. It was much more, I felt much more passionate about that. And I was so mad. I was so mad, so mad. And at one point, I even gave her some tissues, and she, like, didn't even say thank you. And then at the end, she had a layover to go to her next spot in Nevada, which is a good tie-in, segue to this show. And I said, I was so mad, but, like, the way I was able to, like, be okay with it was at the end, I said, would you like a mask for your next flight? And she's like, she goes, oh, what? No. I mean, thank you very much, but no thank you. And I could tell I offended her deeply to her core. Like, I'm some lib from California offering a mask. Masks don't even work. And I was so happy that I jolted her. And even though she didn't accept the mask, and even though she didn't wear the mask the whole flight, and I, you know, opened myself up to whatever illness I could have gotten, I was just glad to know that I had said something, and that I had maybe on some level mask shamed her. And that was a win for me. And also, I'd like to say, I did not get sick because I was wearing a mask.
Well, there you go. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of viruses and ill,
fuck that lady.
Make you ill.
I already knew about this. I saw it on Fox News. I saw it. You're just in every time you turn around, you're being videotaped and put on someone's parents' television. But anyway, if you're wondering why we're avoiding talking about the show, it's because we're covering McBee Dynasty today. It is season 18,000, episode 8, season 3, episode 8. What happens in Vegas? Oh, God, I'm so fucking sick of what happens in Vegas. Stays in Vegas. Got milk? It's enough. Come up with something new, Las Vegas. I'm fucking over it. Okay?
I am really over it as well. You know, I'm also over, crazy. Actually, it's not that I'm over, but, like, the fashions that the McBees were wearing to go out, you know, on the town were so wild. Oh. And I just kind of feel like when us gay men, we go nuts, obviously, with our fashions and our looks. But the fact that there's often, like, a pushback from, you know, certain communities that are like, look at those crazy queers. Look at them. Look, you know, like, about, like, our looks and our fashion. And then you've got the McBees coming out when they're multicolor, multi-pattern, multi-shaped, you know, shirts. I'm like, you guys can no longer complain about gay fashions anymore. I'm not saying that they look gay. I'm just saying we all wear flamboyant stuff. So shut up.
It's like, what is this donkey blanket chic? What were they even wearing? And I love that they gave them the slow motion too, where they're like, oh, they're going out. And they're all wearing what looks like a blanket on a donkey, you know, just these terrible.
Oh my God. Oh,
they were so bad. Cole in his, you know, his
Oh my God, his
Walmart dress shirt. And they're like, it's just a slow motion of it all was killing me.
Cole in his shirt that looked like it came from like the Van Heusen Fiesta line, unbuttoned down to his navel. I was like, what is happening here? It's awful. Yeah, and like the thing is, I don't want to take that away from them, but like, please don't come at us. And I'm not saying that even these guys have done that. I believe it or not, I'm gonna be nice. I don't know if these, I have no idea where these guys really stand on that, but I do know that like that gay guys have gotten a lot of grief at the very least about the way we dress, or like, you know, some of the, you know, there's always a lot of like, what? That's crazy. I would never wear something like that. You know, and then these guys come out in their rainbow colored, like technicolored dream shirts. And it's just enough already, yeah. You guys. Enough.
Yeah. Are we painting the Phoenix airport after this? Like, what are you guys going for? Cause it's that Southwestern. I don't know what they're going for, but it was terrible. And I was cracking up watching it. The gossip around this show is still, you know, the external stuff outside the show is still so funny to me. So Kala, every time they bring her up on the show, she'll make a post like, fuck these people, and here's why. And so I think I've brought this up here, but just to update you, Casey said something like, well, she's a lot better than Kala. This new one may look like Kala, but at least she's better. And so Kala came out with something that was like, I've never even been mean to Casey. In fact, when she got an abortion of a baby that wasn't even Cole's child, I didn't even say anything about it. Christy made her get an abortion, and I didn't even say anything about it. So then that started a whole thing. And then this storyline with now Casey and Steven are so close, and we're just finding out about this. And Allie was saying it was inappropriate. And so people are like, oh my God, were they boning? And that's really Steven's child. And then Christy came out with a post. I don't know why we say it like that, but she posted, you know, we are just so sick of C and A, meaning Kala and Allie, being mean to us and all the horrible things that they are saying about us and all the, you know, fandom who is mean to us. This isn't even worth it anymore. This just isn't even worth it for my family. This is our last go round at the rodeo. Please. Yeah. No, you were quitting TV. Just stop. This is like 2 weeks after Steven was like, I have had it with this fandom. We are not doing this anymore.
Okay, why are you yelling at us for you being stupid? Okay, it's not our fault. Okay, go drown your tears in your oversized latte. Had enough.
Yeah. They are so stupid. So I was cracking up because I just read that on the plane today that Christy was admonishing all of us over being mean to her family. Well, get your trash family off TV then. What do you think is gonna happen? We're not all here to, you guys can lie to yourselves and each other about how great you are and how daddy's just in trouble for making a little paperwork mistake and all the other crap that you're trying to pull, but everyone else does not have to go along with your delusions, lady.
No, we don't have to. I completely forgot what I was going to say. This has happened to me like all week long. I keep forgetting. My train of thought is getting, who'd have thought I would have been distracted away from thinking about the McBees? But the point is,
it's the evolution of Watch What Crappens. It's almost 15 years that we've been doing this, and we're just going to get older and older and more forgetful. It's, let me tell you where this show is not going. Up a hill. Okay.
You know, I will
steady I will, and straight not. Down. That's it.
It's, but what I will say is last week I was really harsh to the producers behind the show, and I was accusing them of having bad storytelling because, you know, you have this bombshell that Allie started a rumor that, you know, Steven and Casey may have like a romantic relationship going on behind closed doors. And I was saying this is bad storytelling because this is something that we should have known about from the beginning of the season. It would have informed a lot of interpersonal relationships. It would have made it more intriguing. Like, the show is pretty one-dimensional. It's just like, what's going to happen with the farm? What about tallow? And this is something that could actually be... this is something that could be an interpersonal thing that could tie these characters all together. And the fact that they brought it up so late into the season and maybe as sort of like a half-baked twist was bad storytelling. But the good news for everyone, I apologize for saying it was bad storytelling, because this episode they just acted like that never happened, and they just we just move on from it. So I'm gonna say it went from being bad storytelling to god awful storytelling. I don't know what they're doing behind the scenes on this show, but they've lost the thread. Whatever thread there could have been, it is lost.
Well, they did bring it up again today because Casey and Stephen talked about it a little bit. But yeah, it was, they decided like, okay, we don't want to be talking about this on TV. Stephen, why did you bring this up? So now it's just very, we'll sweep it back under the rug and then let Cole wear the rug. Okay, everywhere we go.
Literally looks like the rug in my childhood bedroom.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Shall we go to Las Vegas? Shall we?
Let's do it. It's 4:08 a.m. We start with this really long, blurry montage of like, wow, look at them in Vegas. Now they're drinking. Now they're gambling. Now they're taking a shot. Now they're driving in a car. Now they're walking down the street. I was like, tick, tick. How long is this montage? We get it there in Vegas. Like,
I was happy for the post department because they've had nothing interesting to do this entire season. I mean, it's just like one long plotting scene after another in the stale air of like Cole's house or the HQ. So like to actually like edit something that is like, you know, upbeat and fast and requires some like use of your skills on Final Cut. Like I knew the reason why this was so long. It's because the post department was like, please give us something to do other than cut to Cole's face, cut to Blair, cut to coffee. Like, give us something. So I was happy for them.
Yeah. Tech, we got to add a cross. We got to like use crossfades. Honestly, it was. We got to slow-mo in crossfade. It was crazy.
They got to use a
thing. They come home all coked out. All the editors are like, oh, man, that was a night. Woo-hoo, yes.
So 3 days earlier, everyone's packing. And we see Cole and Casey, and they're packing. And good old Blair is crawling around on the floor. And I don't know if you caught this. They have one cutaway to Blair. And Blair's like sort of writhing around. And there's like a full-on like cord to the fan that's just like right there, just unplugged for her to stick right into her mouth. I was like, God, I'm so glad they're being attentive to Blair right now. Like, this is the second time we've caught Blair in danger. The first time was during the game. Blair's like, yeah, Blair's just like eating these fake petals or whatever. And I'm like, do you want to take care of your baby? And now
that's nightshade. Like, that's nightshade.
And now Blair's just like, I hope someone else saw this, that there was a full on two prong like cord, and Blair was just like, I'm like, can someone take care of Blair, please?
Blair's just crawling into a dry cleaning bag. They're like, oh, just another day packing.
I know.
And Blair's Cole's being wacky Cole's trying to be wacky by putting on a bra. He's taking Casey's bra over and put it on over his shirt. I mean, you know. When it calls for it, you know what I mean? So then we go to Jesse and Allie's city house. And Allie's like, are you going to pack a bag, Jesse? Because are you going to come to Vegas after all? He's like, well, I think maybe it might be better for our marriage if I just came to Vegas after all. Wow, Jesse's going to Vegas. I couldn't sleep all week wondering if Jesse was going to actually show up to Vegas. And he did it.
You know, the pull of Cowboy Christmas is just that strong. So he is coming, which is great. So that means he can enjoy all of Allie's huge personality in Nevada for a switch up. And so they're going to do
it. God, the both of them.
I know, seriously. They have a real, like, milquetoast on milquetoast battle going on here. But, I mean, Allie is unsettling for me. Because her eyes are always big. She seems uneasy at all times. I think she's always afraid of pissing off Jesse or anyone. So she sort of like says things in this like weird perky question mark sort of way. But then there's also something perky sarcasm in there. She's like, well, I guess you're going to Vegas. You're going to Vegas? Okay. Well, I think we'll have a fun time, right? And like, you know what it is? Sometimes when I imagine getting stuck in a conversation with someone, I dislike them more.
Yeah. That's how they both do that creepy smile thing, you know, where they're both, her eyes are really big when she does it, and his are just like, and his is more teeth, but they just both have this creepy smile, even when they're miserable and fighting. It's so weird. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
So then back to Casa Casey Cole. Cole is like, I'm excited to see Cowboy Christmas again because I think it would be worth it next year for all of our products and stuff and like your tallow and our apparel. And could we ever make apparel out of tallow? That'd be pretty cool. Just a shirt made of fat. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here.
What is their apparel? Did we even know that they had an apparel business? Because I'm looking that shit up, right? Well, I mean, I see that they have merch.
Plural. Please tell me that we were not witnessing an actual fashion show of their line today, because that would be terrible.
I don't know, okay, but I have to know what their clothes are. I see on their website, it's just a bunch of stuff that says McBee Farm and Cattle Company. Okay, but I don't see like actual fashions. Yeah. So are they going to just show up and sell t-shirts or?
I don't know. That is funny. They just slip that in that there's apparently apparel. Maybe it's maybe it's like uniforms. If you're opening up a car wash, like here's like a blue polo or a light blue polo or a white polo with like a car wash logo on it. I don't know. There's like a niche for everything. So Casey is like, I forgot to tell you, but Steven and I kind of briefly talked on the phone. And I'm like, first of all, if you're on the phone, I know it's not briefly because it takes you 10 minutes to get a sentence out. And she's like, it went better than how it's been going. And so I think Vegas will be just fine.
Yeah, I think there's a lot you forgot to tell Cole. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, talk to Steven. Wow, that was weird. I think that's the problem, Casey.
Thanks for resolving that storyline before I had a chance to breathe. Thanks. The one shred of something interesting happening on this show, you just sort of wrapped it up offline in between episodes. Okay, great.
Yeah, well, you know, with everything going on, it's just going to be so good going to Vegas because we got to blow off some steam. Like, there's just been so much going on. You have nothing going on. Your businesses are all closed. What do you do? Are you working at the car wash? You don't know how to drive the tractors. Nothing is going on, sir.
All you do is blow off steam anyway, by the way. That's every episode. We need to blow off some more steam in the car wash. One of the brushes broke. We got to blow off some steam. So
you get something white, you need to get something white. Because what if we get married? What if we don't go to a chapel and get married? It's like, I don't want to get married in Vegas, Cole. I want them wedding. You can't just make somebody get married in Vegas. And, well, we might as well do it because we're just there. We're there already. We might as well do it.
Does Casey have something white? She has you, Cole. She has you.
There is the nothing whiter than below your neck, sir. Okay.
So then, yeah.
Show me your arm flap. I know that that's the whitest thing that anybody's got. And I speak as someone with a very pale arm flap. I know of what I'm speaking. So how cheap is this? How wet?
That's how growing pains used to start. Show me your arm flat, Cole. Show me your arm flat. Lift up your arm and show me that whiteness. You gotta put on sunglasses in order to see the brightness.
Yeah, I've definitely got the great anti-underarm flap that I wave at you and it just blinds you with both the flappiness and the whiteness. It's like, whoa! It's never seeing the sun. So, Cole, how cheap is this family that, you know, this whole thing is he just doesn't want to pay for a wedding. He doesn't have the money to do it. We find out next week. We already know, but we find out next week that their house is on land that the bank is calling notes in on. Like, they're fucked. They don't have any money. And he's just like, you really think you're going to get a big wedding? No. We are going to a drive-thru in Vegas. That's it.
I know. I'll save my thoughts on this wedding for that. So then Casey goes, Cole comes up with some crazy ideas, but a wedding in Vegas. Honestly, I was rooting for a wedding in Vegas because this whole season has been so Casey-centric. And which is fine. She seems like a perfectly like okay person, but like her confessionals are really not some of the best that Bravo can turn up there. I mean, she gets up there and just starts drawling. Wow. Cole comes up with some crazy ideas, but come on, Casey, we've got 44 minutes of screen time here. You can't take up 10 of them just trying to make a stupid comment in your confessional. Let's keep this going.
Between Casey and Allie and Jesse and really all of them. I don't know how they string together a show.
Steven, that's why he has to speak so quickly. It's to make up the time. They're like in a relay race. Like,
all right, I'm the anchor of this relay race. I'll talk really quickly. You're the most pessimistic person about speaking quickly.
I think this is Casey's best confessional. Vegas
is tacky. What? Is Elvis going to be Cole's best man? And who's going to be my maid of honor? Dolly Parton?
You should be so lucky. How dare you?
I know. That doesn't even
make
sense. Second of all, you should be lucky. So lucky. How dare. Yes. Absolutely crazy. Also, by the way, I hate to break it to you. You're about to get married in Vegas. So she's like, ew, who would ever do that? You're about to do it. You're going to by the end of this godforsaken hour. So now we're
at Kansas City International. Let's get to the airport, everybody. So it's awkward between Steven Jr. and Allie. And by awkward, I mean they're rubbing each other's ass all the way through the airport as he smiles big for cameras and she tilts her head back and goes, yeah, it's been really awkward with me and Steve Jr. He's like, yeah, it's been pretty awkward. But that was our first major argument, and I'm just so happy. Allie has decided to come out here to Las Vegas.
So they go to Virgin Hotels, which I guess sponsored this episode. Do we know? Is that where the Hard Rock was? Do we know offhand? Do you want me to look this up?
The Hard Rock's still there.
It is? Okay. I'm going to look up what the Virgin Hotel is in Vegas because I have some thoughts about it. Continue on. Please describe to everyone what this brain trust of people does in the next few moments.
They get a tour of the presidential suite where they get to stay. It's very fancy. And they're like, wow, this is quite a room. Cole's like, yeah, normally when I go to Vegas, I'm trying to find an $88 room per night. Nothing like this with the swimming pool and a bowling lane.
So here's why I thought it was the Hard Rock Hotel. And guess what? I was right. The Hard Rock is, if it's there, it's moved. But the Virgin Hotel is where the Hard Rock was. And the Hard Rock was famously where they did a Real World. They went back to Vegas, I think. Either way, like the Real World took over Vegas again. Like took over they had a suite up there with the bowling alley and everything. And the way I know that is because, you know, we used to work at Buna Murray, and at the time I was friends with someone there, and then he had a birthday party and he used his connections with Buna Murray to have his birthday party in the Real World suite at the Hard Rock. And there was a bowling alley. There's all this stuff. And I don't know why I had this irrational feeling, and maybe other Real World people, Real World viewers had this irrational feeling, and this is completely irrational. But I think that maybe there's something about this show that makes me hate on everything, where I was like, you know what, Virgin Hotel, you're passing off that bowling alley as if that was your own innovation, but it was there before you got here. I was like, that was my reaction. And that's why when the McBees were like, oh, there's a bowling alley, it's like, that belonged to the Real World first. Hands off. These are my honest reactions.
Tell them, you get them, bitch.
Okay.
So they play with the bowling lane, and Allie and Steven go to their room, and they're talking about how they need a drink. Okay. And she's like, yeah, it's really awkward. We got a fight, and I'm really thrown off by it. Thank God it's almost a season finale. Am I right? So Steven's going to get them a glass of wine, and it's so awkward that they decide to do like a double nudie scene on TV together. So they just get naked and take a very long, what do you call it when you're posting on Instagram? Like a content-y type thing. And Allie gets in the tub. We get a nude shot of Allie, and then she's like staring at the tub, posing for the cameras. And then Steven gets naked and does the same thing. Oh, this couple. Jesus.
And he just like, obnoxious. He gets in the tub so his ass cheeks open up. You can sort of just see like the darkness inside. You know, it's like, so I just, but I did think, like, we've come so far. You know, and I was thinking, we've come so far since Dennis Franz, if you really think about it. You know, when they first were showing Dennis Franz's butt on NYPD Blue, and I was like, oh my God, they showed a butt on television. And now here comes Steven. It's not even just like a glimpse. It was like a long shot of his flat butt. And, you know.
Well, at least they're giving us hot people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know what? I can't complain too much about this. So, yeah. And Allie's like, I'll take that sexy butt anytime. Oh my God. So then
who needs talking?
I would rather watch Steven's butt than listen to Cole McBee talk about how normally when he goes to Vegas, he spends $88 on a room.
Yeah.
Which makes, which is like, oh, so you're the one who stays at the Stratosphere. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so now the boys are playing pool in a suite. And they're talking about how the girls are getting ready.
The ghouls.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now we get to Steven Jr. sitting down with Casey for a very serious discussion. Okay. Now, I know that we've had our ups and downs over the last couple of months, and I think that there was a multitude of factors from it. Okay, how'd you like that sentence? I got an MBA. Now, obviously, there were some things that were said that made me feel a little weird, and things that were said by Allie, other Allie, that were very inaccurate, okay? And I don't appreciate that at all. Now, I have viewed you 100% like my little sister. By the way, my favorite show is House of the Dragon. That's neither here nor there. Point is,
you are my little sister.
You are my sister, and I've jerked off to you in my mind, at the very least.
Listen. There was a time, before Christianity maybe, when a boy and a girl, if they're brother and sister, would have sex. I'm just pointing that out. Now, I think that her seeing us work together on the tallow is why she said that. And I think that Allie is actually jealous of us. And that's the thing, because girls are small-minded and jealous. So she's the real villain here. Okay, I'm glad we cleared it all up.
Here's one thing I've learned about women. If they are mad at you, they are either wanting your money, they're trying to trick you into pregnancy, or they're jealous. Thank you. That is Women in a Nutshell by Steve McBean Jr.
Steven, you know, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong!
Well, I didn't say anything yet, but our personal relationship started getting weird the day you decide that you want to give your new girlfriend 20% of the tallow business, and I think you're trying to use Allie as a scapegoat.
You're still wrong.
How'd you get into my confessional?
I don't know, but you're wrong.
Yeah, she tells us that, but of course not him. And that is interesting because he's making it sound like he pulled away from Casey after these rumors got started. And that's why their relationship. But she's like, no, you pulled away from me when you got a girlfriend, which makes this whole thing even fishier. You know, this suddenly is like, oh, I've got a new blonde in my life. Leave me alone, Delilah.
So Casey is saying, like, she's not sure what's going to happen with this tallow business, which is too bad because all of America is waiting to know what's next for the tallow. But there's something that we can figure. That's something they can figure out when they get home. For right now, she wants to sweep everything under the rug and then put that rug onto Cole's chest and say it's his shirt. That's her plan. That's what happens in Vegas.
So now it's the time for the slow-mo scene of them all walking down the hallway. I died laughing in their outfit. No, and
I can't.
Never going to get over it.
I can't. It's just one of the, just, whoo-wee, stripes, patterns, colors, everything.
Now let's go to Lucia Mexican Grill, okay?
And Jesse's like, anything that gets put in front of me, I'm going to be drinking.
Can I put tallow in front of you? So Allie is like, well, I really hope that me and Jesse get to enjoy each other's company and kind of forget everything that's been going on. And I think this is like a stepping stone for us. It's like, I'm going to drink the stepping stone. Blackout or back out. Am I right? She's like, what? Huh? Blackout or back out. She's like, that ain't me, Jesse. It's like, well, that's me. I told you. I warned you.
Yeah, he starts getting really mean with her.
Dick.
He starts being really mean for no reason, and I didn't really understand what was even going on. Was this the part where he's just like, that ain't me, you know it's me. She's like, what? Yeah. I mean, come on, Jesse. He's like, shut it. Like, Jesse gets really dark and mean when he's, I don't even know, he needs to be drunk. It's just that he always seems so sweet. Now we find out he's just a piece of shit asshole.
Yeah.
Mean streak.
Yeah, he is a real dick. Much as I sort of am a dick when I say I hated the way the girls looked in their cowboy hats. How about that? I'm just gonna say it. I thought they looked stupid.
You gotta show everybody we got apparel now. Everybody's gotta know. So
they're talking about stupid stuff. Cole's like, I need to get some new inspo for you guys. And they're laughing, and Casey's like, well, you guys can't go to strip clubs, okay? Men are blocked from going to strip clubs. We don't like that. This is going to be a crazy plot line. Are the boys going to disobey the ladies and go to a strip club?
This production company, Jeff Jenkins Productions, are they fucking the Thunder Down Under? Because it's the same thing that they did on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which is also produced by these people, where they go to Thunder Down Under, and then it's a big offensive thing. It's like, oh my god, the girls are getting grinded on by the boys.
I just have to assume that, like, when you work with certain places, it's just much easier to go back. You understand the infrastructure of how to shoot there, and you know the deals in place. We'll just re-up the deal. I have to imagine, just like, once you shoot in one place, you just go back. It's just easy. And also,
well, that's how it works in this family.
Yeah, that's for sure. So it's the old age old thing, like, girls are allowed to go to a strip club, but boys can't because the girls thing is different. Blah 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 blah. And so it's an issue, and Jesse's surly about it, and Allie is like, Jesse sometimes can have two different kind of drunks. Sometimes when he's drinking, it's a great time, and then sometimes he wants to pick fights with me. I'm like, this is your moment to turn around and leave, because we're watching this. We've seen this on The Valley, and the two different kind of drunks has never worked out historically. There's actually really only one type of drunk. The other one is just a facade. It's not the real drunk.
Yeah, he gets really mean because of the strip club, because she's like, well, you all shouldn't do that to us. He goes, well, I wasn't going to do it to you, but now I'm thinking about it. What do you think about that? You're pissing me off now. She's like, whoa, Jesse, maybe you should eat. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm drinking. Y'all need to do your own thing. I don't care.
Damn. And she's looking, everyone's staring at them while he's being an asshole. And you can tell that this is not the first time.
No, it's not. It's not. And he's like, are you going to be a little nicer? She's like, I said, I'm sorry. Well, that's not good enough. He's like, Allie, already getting on my nerves. Feel like we're right back at home, right where we started. It's frustrating because this trip was supposed to be a fresh restart for us, and now it feels like we're doing the same thing as we're back in Missouri.
Well,
then just go back to Missouri. I don't care. So he sucks. He really sucks. And their trip is off to a bad start. Will they have a good time together? Who knows?
Yeah. So now Cole goes to hang out with Allie and Steven in their room. And Allie's like, oh my god, tomorrow's our night, because it's like 12 our time, and I have to get up early and work, and then I'll be ready to party after that. But content does not stop.
Cowboy Christmas beckons tomorrow. So Cole is being like, well, we don't know it, but we talk. But, like, you know, we're sitting here like, we don't really know when Dad's going to be out. So we're like, what if we just get married? How about that? And then I think we can plan our wedding when Dad gets out. And then who cares if it's 2 years from now? Because we can have another kid and be fine by there. We can have Blair part two. So we still want to have a big wedding, and then she still gets to have one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this whole daddy
needs to be there. What if daddy's not going to be? Who cares if daddy's there? You guys just want daddy to pay, I think. Because
yeah, I think that's what it
is. I can't believe that anyone is that attached to Stephen McBee Jr. He's such an asshole.
I kind of don't want to see your wedding until daddy's there either, though, to be honest. Yeah. Because you know he's going to make an ass of himself.
But the amount of energy they put into thinking and catering to daddy and Christy, it's kind of like, oh yeah, oh, mom doesn't get to be here for this and she can't. Oh yeah, that's fine. Never mind. It's like,
yeah.
Why don't you elope back to Missouri? You can elope in Missouri too. You don't have to elope in Vegas. This is not the only place in the country to elope.
Yeah. And Allie's like, no, you guys definitely need to have your mom there. She's not going to be happy if you don't have her there. They're like, whatever. Who cares? We'll just do right here.
And by the way, who's paying for this suite tonight? Christy. Christy is the one who bought this suite. That was her whole thing. She's like, the boys will be boys. They need some money. Also, like, why don't you just call? There's enough time. You can call mom and be like, why don't you fly out? We're going to do this. It's for real. Fly out for it, you know?
You're flying out Galena, for Christ's sake. You could fly out Christy. But Christy's stuck home taking care of all the kids, I think, which makes it even worse, you know?
No, she's like, not.
We're going to stick mom with all our kids and then keep her out of the wedding, too.
Oh, yeah. Blair isn't in Vegas. For a moment, I thought Blair was in Vegas because I had the vision of Blair writhing around near the extension cord, but I remember that was in Kansas City, so never mind. Missouri, Gallatin.
Blair's just crawling around on a roulette thing that's spinning around in circles. Like, Blair, do not eat the bus! Just swallows the ball.
So, they're like, what about mom? And, they're like, well, you know, and then they're like, well, we need to get a ring. You know what? Steven goes, I bet Gabba Christmas has some cool setups. So congratulations, Casey. You're about to get a special wedding ring from Cowboy Christmas.
Just this like man's not only sure. too cheap to give you a real wedding, he's getting you a fucking ring from Cowboy Christmas.
Girl. Here's so embarrassing. His wedding ring from a convention. I'm not opposed to a turquoise wedding ring. But like, just come like... on. Just going to get the best deal, trying to get a hookup because you're on TV as you go from stall to stall. Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a 2-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay. It's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger, it's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that. It's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs. It's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess. It's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie. It's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop. It's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose. It's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.